Welcome back to the Long Hustle Podcast. I am your host, Andy Wilson. With 16 years of experience in the green industry, I've seen just about everything. And today we're getting into something that every business owner will face: cheap clients. And why you should stop lowballing your services just to get the job. Let's take a break and hear a word from my sponsor.
Are you tired of those spam calls about your online presence and website? I know you're nodding your head right now. Finding a company that knows the details about the lawn and landscape industry can be difficult. Well, I have a solution for you. Let me introduce you to Green Frog Web Design. We all know growing your business in our digital age requires an effective online presence, a website geared towards bringing in new customers. With fierce competition and a never-ending line of Chuck in the Trucks ready to take your place, DIYing your online presence is not a serious option for growing businesses. Find a trustworthy and effective solution with Green Frog Web Design. Oh, and by the way, the first month for a new website is $1. Link is in the bio.
And today we're talking about don't lowball yourself again. The truth about cheap clients. So let's start with the truth. When you discount your value, you're not winning. You're bleeding. Lowballing might get you the job today, but it will cost you tomorrow. You're putting in top-tier work. You're working hard. But you're working hard at bottom of the barrel prices. My friends, that's backwards. Because you have expenses, fuel, wear and tear on equipment, time, insurance, licensing, all of those things add up. Low pricing attracts high maintenance clients who often do not respect boundaries. When you devalue yourself and your business, you are losing margin. You are losing momentum. You are losing motivation. Nothing kills motivation more than going to a job and knowing you're not getting paid what the job is worth. It will kill morale. It will kill enthusiasm within your team. So you've got to stop devaluing yourself and your business. And you've got to know your value. And you've got to stick to it. You don't want to lose margin. Because when you lose margin, it affects the bottom dollar revenue that your business brings in. So who are the cheap clients, really? Well, I can tell you, number one, they're not your ideal client. And number two, I can tell you, they are bargain hunters. They care more about the price than the result. And 9 times out of 10, they'll be the ones who complain the most, delay payments, and nitpick your work. They want Walmart prices. with Ritz-Carlton Services. And here's what happens when you work for a client that wants to debate you about your price. When you devalue yourself and you come down to their level and you meet them at a low price, they end up referring more cheap clients, creating a cycle that you do not want to stay in. And I'll say right here, you cannot build a successful business on cheap clients. I am a firm believer that you teach people how to treat you. When you say yes to a low price, you just taught that client that your time is negotiable, your skill is optional, and your value is for sale. But your time, your skill, and your business, they are not on clearance. Set a standard and stick to your rate. What does it cost you to drop your trailer gate? And I want to tell you, the days of $35 and even $40 cuts are over in my area. I know my value, I know my worth, and I know what kind of job we perform. So I'm going to set my rate. To drop my gate, my minimum is going to be 60 to 65. And it goes up from there. Because when they hire professional lawn maintenance, they're going to hire someone that shows up. They're going to hire someone that does the job with honesty and integrity. And they're going to hire someone that is a man of his word. So you teach people how to treat you. When you stick to your price and you price right, the right clients show up. Now let me say that again just for emphasis. When you price right, the right clients show up. Clients who respect your time, clients who let you work without micromanaging, clients who pay on time, and clients who refer quality people. When you price right and you know what you're making, profits builds momentum every time. And isn't that what we're after? Momentum. We want to build this business. We want to grow this business. We want to be the best that we can be, the best version of ourselves that we can be. And it is hard to be your best when you devalue yourself, when you devalue your business, when you let the customer determine the price. So I tell you, those days have to end right now. You've got to figure out what you're worth, and you've got to stick to your price. Be firm, be fair and be consistent. Higher prices, what does that do for your business? Number one, it helps you pay your team better. It helps you invest in better equipment. I remember days when I didn't know if I was going to get through the day without my mowers breaking down. And the reason why I had junk equipment is I had customers that set the price and not me. So when you know your value and you set your rate and you stick to it, that income will allow you to invest in better equipment and provide a better service and a better experience. Let's talk about how do you say no professionally. You don't have to be rude, but you do have to be clear. Here's what you can say. I understand you're looking for something more affordable, but I deliver professional service, not cheap service. And if your budget changes, I would be happy to help you. You see, not every job is your job. Walk away with confidence. You don't get this job, the phone will ring again. The email will be received again. When you're in business, you've got to learn when to say no and how to say it with confidence. That was one of my most troubling things because I felt like I needed to get every job. I needed to work with everyone that called me. And it didn't take long to figure out I'm working all of these hours and I'm spinning my wheels and I'm not getting anywhere. I'm not getting ahead. You can have fewer clients and make more money. So when you look at your clients, your list of clients, you should know how long it takes you to do that job. You should know what it costs you to do that job. And if you're not turning a profit on that job, it's time to raise your prices or start eliminating some of your jobs that are not paying. And when I say not paying, I mean they're not paying what the job is worth. Look, we all started somewhere. We've all underpriced ourselves. I have done jobs where I knew I wasn't going to make the money that the job was worth. But at some point, you've got to level up. You can never scale your business. You can't build a premium business on discount pricing. Know your worth, protect your time, and build something that will last. Know who you want to work for. Know what demographic you want to work in. Know what you need to break even, to turn a profit, or to increase your bottom dollar revenue. Don't get stuck with customers that want to set the price. I've had a lady call me not long ago, wanted a price to maintain her property on a weekly basis. I went, I looked at the job, and I told her this would be $60 a cut. She said, $60 every time you mow. I said, yes, ma'am, because I'm doing more than just mowing. I'm caring for your property. You see, anybody can mow, but not everybody knows how to cut grass. Not everybody knows how to trim. Not everybody knows how to manage the property. And all of that is involved. I'm spending my time, my effort to make that property look well manicured, well taken care of. My time is worth money. And I'm not charging for the job. I'm charging for the end result. And I encourage you, know your value, know your worth, set your rate, and stick to it. Well, folks, that's it for today. If this episode has helped you, why don't you share it with someone that needs to hear it? And if you haven't already, subscribe, drop a review and a 5-star rating, and keep hustling the smart way. Thank you for listening to the Lawn Hustle Podcast.